We're picking up on Yadzayin on the base, three lines up from the wide lines. As we learned in the Mishnah, there is a brisa called Megillas Tainis, which was a listing of minor holidays. On some of those holidays, it was usher to fast, and on some of those holidays, it was usher both to fast and to make a eulogy. The Mishnah quotes Machlokas that the Mishnah says that Tanakama says that on the days that it is usher to say eulogy, it is also usher the day before, whereas Rav Yossi says it is usher both the day before and the day after. And on days where it's usher to fast, the Mishnah says that it is not usher the day before nor the day after, but Rav Yossi says it still is usher the day before. So the Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah, three lines up from the wide lines, Kol HaKasuv Megillas Tainis, any day which is written in Megillas Tainis, still a mitzvah, that is forbidden to make a eulogy, Lefan of Aser is Aser the day before, Lachur of Mutter, but is Mutter the day after. Again, that's the opinion of Tanakam, Rav Yossi says it's even Aser the day after. Tanar Varon, the rabbis taught in a brisa. This is a quote from Megillas Tainis. Elein Yomia Delo Lihisana Bahon, these are the days where it's forbidden to fast, and Miksasan Delo Mitzvah Bahon, and some of them it is even Aser to say a eulogy. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, Itokum Tmida the Tamid. The daily communal offering in the Beis HaMikdash was set up, and therefore you cannot eulogize on these days. Rashi will explain what this means. From the 8th day of Nisan until the end of the holiday, until the end of Pesach, Itosef Chagat the Shruaya, the holiday of Shuas, was settled, and therefore you cannot eulogize on these days. Let's see Rashi. On that, Rashi, Mireshercha de Nisan Atami Bay from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day, the Kol Shmoneh Yom on these 8 days, Nasu v'nastu v'davar ad shenitzchos the Sadukim, the Chum debated on these 8 days until they defeated the Sadukim, a group that was breaking away from the Mesorah of Chazal, v'asu osan Yom Tov, and they made those days into a holiday. V'davar zem first from Menachos Ferkari Shmal, v'Megillas Tainis ha-Metzuyot Zayinu. This is clear in the Gemara Menachos and the Megillas Tainis that we have. Delolah he sa'ad v'ho not to fast. Shekulon asur b'tainis, all the days in Megillas Tainis are forbidden to fast. U'miksason sheish b'miksas chamurim, some days have added stringencies, kol kach, shebehef sed nam yasur, that they're also forbidden in eulogies. Itokum t'mida v'itosev chaga d'shu'aya, it was set up the Talmud offering and the holiday of Shavuos was settled. Rashi explains, b'inyonim rabim chalku b'itusim im chachamim, in many matters of b'itusim, again another group that was breaking away from the Masor of Chazal, argued with the Chachamim. Mufarashim b'Menachos Megillas Tainis, they are listed there. V'hachi garsin hasam v'perek v'rishmol, this is what it says in Maseches Menachos. Tan Rabban, the rabbis taught, Ilein yom yad delo lihisana b'hon, these are the days that is forbidden to fast. U'miksason delo l'misbad b'hon, and some of them it is usher to say a eulogy. Mireshercha denisan atamiyabay, from the Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day. Itokum Tamida, the Talmud offering was set up, Dolo Mitzvah, and therefore do not say eulogy. Mitami Be'etzef Mu'adam, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, Itosef Chaga, the Shuai, Dolo Mitzvah, the holiday of Shuas was settled, and therefore we do not make eulogies. Mesherach Adonisan, Vatami Be'etokum Tamida, Dolo Mitzvah, again from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, the Talmud was set up, and therefore we do not eulogize. Shayot Tzedukim Omrim Yachad Misnadiv Umei V'tamid, because Tzedukim used to say that an individual can donate and bring the communal Tamid offering. My darsh, what do they darshan? As a kevas echad taaseh b'boker, as a kevas hashini taaseh b'in harbayim, that you taasen, in the singular, you should prepare the sheep for the morning, the sheep for the evening. My ahad ruluhu, what do the chum respond? As kabani lachmi lishai tishmeru lahakriv. My carbon, the bread, the sustenance from afar, you should guard to offer. And tishmeru, Rashi says, lashem ramhu, is in the plural. That all the communal karbanos must be brought from the public money of the Trumas HaLishka and not by an individual. Again, you can't eulogize on these days. Because Baitusim used to say that Shuas is always on Sunday. Because we always begin counting the Omer on Sunday. Shinemar, the pasuk says, "Usvartim lachami ma'acharas haShabbos." We begin counting on the day after Shabbos, meaning Sunday. That's how they read the pasuk. We read it as the day after the Yom Tov of Pesach. Nitbol lahem Rav Yochanan Zakkai. Rav Yochanan Zakkai began debating them. V'amarlin, he said to them, "Shotim, fools! Minayin lachem? Where do you get this crazy idea that Shavuos is always on Sunday?" Lo ha'adam shechzir davar chutz mizaki nechad. The only one that responded to him was an elderly man. Shemifasei kenegdo. He was arguing with him, responding. V'amar, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu Ovi Yisrael Haya. Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jews. V'yodeh Shatzeres Yom Echad, who he knew Shavuos was only one day. Amen V'tikna Acher Shabbos. So he made sure it would always be on Sunday so we could have 2 days to enjoy ourselves. And they pushed aside such a silly argument. So the Baitusim began arguing rather based on the Psukim, as we saw earlier, because it says Macharasa Shavas. And once again, the Chazal had to respond. But in the end, we won the debate and we made these days into holidays. Itokum Tamida de Lamisbad Garcinon. The correct version of the Gemara, as we have it, is that on these days it is forbidden to eulogize. Vlo Garcinon Hisana. It should not say that it's forbidden to only fast. Why? Kimuchu Basamach, as it will be clear soon. The Tane, because the Gemara says, Lo Nitzrucha El Elasor Es Shilafano. That the reason why these days were made into holidays was to make even the day before them Asr. Vyi Garcinon Hisana, but if our Gemara says that these days are only Asr and fasting, in Kenahani Rav Yossi, then it would mean that our Braisa is going according to Rav Yossi. The Amru says, Lefan of Asr, that says, even on fasting days, even the day before is Asr. But Halak Lemeimad Rav Yossi, and you can't say that the Braisa is Rav Yossi. The Kaparach, because later the Gemara will ask, come on, Rav Yossi bit me out. If the question is, the Braisa like Rav Yossi? Mechlaud the Karabanam, Sikala, you see that until now the Gemara was assuming that the Bryce is going like the Rabbanim. Ad Sof Moadam, Pesach, the Moed here is referred to Pesach. Chag HaDeShuah de L'Mitzvah, again, the Holy Shavuos was established and therefore we don't eulogize. The Megillas Tainis, Mefarsh Ma'itokim, again, the Megillas Tainis there explains how it was set up, how we won the debate. Okay, back into the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, quoting the Bryce up. From Ashchodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, he took up to me the little misbud. The Tamid offering was set up. We won the debate, and therefore we do not eulogize. Lamali Mireish Yarcha, but why do we list the holidays beginning from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Lema Mitrei B'Nisan, say it's starting on the 2nd of Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Gufa Yontifu, and Rosh Chodesh, of course, is a holiday because it's a Yontif Aser, and of course it's Aser to fast. It doesn't need to be listed again in Megillas Tainis. Rav said, Lo Nitzrucha LLS or Yom Shalafan, if it's needed to make sure that the day before Rosh Chodesh is also Asr. So the Gemara says, Shalafan of Nami, Tebek Le Dahavid Le Yom Shalafan Rosh Chodesh, the day before is also going to be Asr because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, no, Rosh Chodesh, Doraisahu, Rosh Chodesh is a biblical holiday, Doraisah Leboy Chazach, and we don't need to strengthen Doraisah holidays because, of course, everyone will keep the Doraisah holidays and be very serious about it. We only add the day before to Durabanan holidays. The signers we learned in the Brisa, Hayom Hayila Ksuvim Megillas Tainis, these days are listed in Megillas Tainis, Lisnei Malacharim Asurim, they are Asur both before and after, but Shabbasos V'yom Tovim, but Shabbos and Yontiv, Hein Asurin, Lisnei Malacharim Utarin, they themselves are forbidden in fasting and eulogizing, but the day before and after them are permitted. Uma Hefesh Bein Zelazel, what's the difference? Halalu Divrei Torah, V'Divrei Torah Ein Tzrichin Chizuk, that these days, Shabbos and Yontif, are Deraisa, and Deraisa days do not need strengthening. Halalu Divrei Sofrim, but these are Derabanan holidays, V'Divrei Sofrim, Tzrich and Chizuk, and therefore we need to strengthen bring support for the Derabanan holidays. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Omar Mar, again, quoting the Braisa. Mitami Abay Ad Sof Muada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of the holiday, meaning Pesach. Mitosef Chag Deshuai Delol Misbud. Again, the holiday of Shavuos was established, and therefore we do not eulogize on these days, and certainly do not fast. Lamali Ad Sof Moed, but again, why do we say that it is forbidden to eulogize throughout Pesach? Lema Ad HaMoed, say it's forbidden to eulogize up until Pesach. Moed Gufa Yomtevu, and the Moed, Pesach, obviously itself is a Yomtev Aser, and obviously is Aser in eulogizing. So Amar Rav Papa said, Ked Amar Rav, as Rav said, Lo Nitzrucha El Aser Yom Shalfanav, just as we earlier said that we say Rosh Chodesh is Aser, to make sure the day before is Aser, Hachanami Lo Nitzrucha El Aser Yom Shalacharav. So to here we say that Pesach is Aser, to make sure that even the day after Pesach will be Aser. The Gemara says, wait a second, if we're saying the day after is Aser, come on, who's that going like? Karav Yossi, Da Amar Bein Lafanav Bein Lachurav Aser? Are you saying that we're going like Rav Yossi, who says that both before and after is Aser, because according to Tanakama, the day after is not Aser. Well, wait a second, if we're assuming like Rav Yossi, Ihachi be'esrim v'tisha nami. So the 29th day, meaning the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, also my area, to have a yoma de mekame yoma de mitokam tamida. Why do you assume that it is only usher because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, the day before the tamid was established? Typically, to have a yoma de basar esrim v'tami bay, it would be usher anyways because it's the day after the 28th day of Adar, which is itself a holiday. Disan, as we learned in a brisa, the esrim v'tami bay on the 28th day of Adar, asus besorta tavta lihudai, good news reached the Jews. The lo yidum in arisa that they would not be prevented or withheld from studying the Torah. Why? Shepamachas nigzra gzera al Yisrael. One time the Romans made a decree against the Jews, shelo yasku b'Torah, not to learn Torah, ushelo yamulos b'neim, not to give a brit, circumcisions, to their sons, usheichalu shabbasis, and they'd be forced to desecrate the Shabbos. Ma asa Yehuda ben Shimon of the Chavir, what did Yehuda ben Shimon and his colleagues, the leaders of the Jews, do? Halchu v'natu eitzam imatr nisa achas, they went and asked the advice of a certain noble woman, shekol gadoli romi mitzuin esla, that all the nobles of Rome would visit. Amar Lahem, and she told them, Amdu v'hifkinu b'layla, go and make a protest at night. Halchu v'hifkinu b'layla, they went and made a protest at night. Amru, they said, Ish shamayim, woe to heaven. And they said, Lo achim anachnu, referring to the Romans, are we not your brothers? Lo b'nei avechad anachnu, lo b'nei emachas anachnu, are we not from the same father and mother? Manish taninu mikoluma v'lashem sh'atem gozrim aleinu gzeros raus. Why are we as a nation or as a people treated differently that you make such evil decrees against us? Ubitlam, and the Romans cancelled the decrees. The Osuayo Masu Yomtiv, in that day, which is the 20th day of Adar, they made into a holiday. So again, the question is, if the 28th of Adar is a holiday, so therefore the day, the 29th day of Adar, according to Rav Yossi, will also be forbidden in fasting. So again, once again, why did we make Rosh Chodesh Nisan Aser? You can't say we made Aser to make the day before, i.e. the 29th day of Adar Aser, because the 29th day of Adar would be Aser anyways. Okay, that's the question. Let's see Rashi before we see the answer. Rashi in the previous Amud, Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh is a holiday, Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Kara Lai Moed, call for me, set aside a holiday. Bahavi Rosh Chodesh Av, and that Pasuk is referring to Rosh Chodesh Av, Bahai Mesech Lekamen, as we'll learn later on in the Mesech, so you see that Rosh Chodesh is called a holiday. Aser as Shalfanav is Aser the day before. Rashi explains, V'hachi Nakat Mirei Sherecha, the Nisan, this is why we said that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Aser, Lester as Yom Shalfanav Rosh Chodesh, to make sure that the day before Rosh Chodesh be Aser, B'tainas and fasting. K'desanya B'samuch Lifnehem Aser, and as we learn soon, that the day before is Aser. Dimashim Rosh Chodesh, because if it's because of Rosh Chodesh itself, Lohaya Nasar. If it was just because of Rosh Chodesh, the day before would not be Aser. Kim Mefarish did the Divrei Tavar in Tzrichan Chizda, because we don't add days to the Oraisa holidays. So you say, who is this going like? Kamai Krav Yossi. Damasnisa Damar Af L'Chorav Bitmiyah. Is this going like Krav Yossi, who says in our Mishnah that even the day after is Aser? It's a question. Mishavkis Rabbanim, it's not going like the Rabbanon. Ihachi, if so, Dalibi de Rav Yossi Mukmas. If you say this is going like Rav Yossi, the Megillus Tainus, that the Megillus Tainus is going according to Rav Yossi, Chavtas Ba'adar Nami, so the 29th day of Adar also, the Kamatartsis La'el, the Adahachi Naka Reshiarcha de Nisan, the Hane Yom Shoshim, the Adar Asamach Lenisan, the Adar Asamach Lenisan, La'olam Chaser, Mi Chavtas Yomu, Mishim the Kaboy the Mesar Yom Chavtas. So let's translate that. This is the reason why we said Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a holiday, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan will always be the 30th day of Adar, which is next to Nisan, because the Adar which is next to Nisan is always deficient with only 29 days. So we made Rosh Chodesh into a holiday, a Drabbanan holiday, so that the day 29 would also be Aser. But typically, the Balapachi have the Aser Yom Chav test, but the day 29 will be Aser anyways. Tavla Yom de Basar Chav Chasu, because it's the day after 28, Shehu Yantav, which is the Yantav itself. But Aser Yom Shalachorav, and the day after all holidays are forbidden, Krav Yossi, like Rav Yossi. But my Nakit Resh Yarcha, Las or Es Shalachorav. And once again, why was it necessary to make Rosh Chodesh into a holiday to make the day before Aser, the day before would be Aser anyways? They wouldn't need to stop learning. Shenigzra aleim shel yatsku b'Torah, because there is a decree not to learn. Hifkinu tzaku, they cried out. Kach mitargaminim b'Tehillim, this is how the Unklus translates the phrase in Tehillim. Kolashon shava v'tzaka, whenever the pasuk talks about shava v'tzaka, crying out and pleading, it says lashon pagina, that's the word Unklus uses for crying out. I shamayim garsinan, that's the version of the Gemara. Ahei Hashem, woe is to God, lakadosh baruch hu yotzokin, they're crying out to Hashem, al osin shegazru aleim gzeres kashos, because of the people who had made these evil decrees on them. And then they would say to those people, to the Romans, in front of God, are we not your brothers? Okay, so again, this is the question. Again, once again, why was it necessary to make Rosh Chodesh into a holiday? So Amar Rabbi Abaye says, it was only necessary when the Adar would have 30 days, when it would be a full month, and therefore, even though the 28th is a holiday, and thus day 29 is already Aser, but day 30 would not be Aser. Day 30 is only Aser because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. Let's see Rashi on that. Lo nitzrecha el l'chodesh me'ubar. Rashi explains, b'shana me'ubaris, it means a leap year, sheish b'shnei adarim, that there would be two adars, v'ha'echad chaser, the first adar would be a deficient month with only 29 days, the hashtag, you have the other sheni mali, therefore the second month will be full with 30 days. Have a yom shloshim lifnei Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore the day 30 is the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and day 30 would not otherwise be Aser if it were not be the day before Rosh Chodesh. Inami, or Rashi says a different pshat, what does the Gemara mean? Dibrua la'adar, it means even though the adar normally only had 29 days, but for some reason they made this adar into 30 days. Kiyon shlo nira chodesh yom shloshim, for example, the new moon was not seen until day 30, on day 30. Because the holiday on the 28th of Adar would only make day 29 Aser, it would not make day 30 Aser. Back into the Gemara. Rav Ashi, Amar Ashi says a different answer. Afilu tem lechodesh chaser, even when it's a deficient month with only 29 days, it's still necessary. Why? Because kol shelachurav betainis Aser behesvid mutter. Whenever a day is Aser because it's the day after a holiday, it is only Aser in fasting, but it is not Aser in eulogizing. V'zeh, but this day, meaning day 29 of Adar, hol umutul bein shnei yamim tovim, since it's sandwiched between two holidays, the 28th of Adar and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, asuhu kiyontav atzmo, they made as if it's a holiday unto itself, v'afilu behesped nami Aser, and therefore it's Aser even in eulogizing. Let's see Rashi on that. Rav Amar Afilu Tema Chodesh Chaser. We have Ravashi. Rashi says Rava. It's even for a deficient month. V'ahachi Nakta Mereish Yarcha. This is why it says Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a holiday. Di Havi Aser Leid Liyom Chav Tes Mishum Basar Chav Ches. If day 29 would be Aser only because it's after day 28. Lo Havi Aser Leid Ela B'tainis L'chudei. It would only be Aser in fasting and not eulogizing. Why? D'kol Shalachura. Whenever it's Aser because it's the day after a holiday. Klomer. Kol she'aser mishum acher yomtiv b'tainis hu da'aser ha'behesvid mutter. Whenever a holiday is aser because it's after, whenever a day is aser because it's after a holiday, it's only aser in fasting and not eulogizing. V'ahachi nakit mireish yarcha, and that's why we institute Rosh Chodesh also as a holiday. Til havi ha'ichav tested nakit mutal b'shne yomim, to make sure that day 29 is between two holidays. Why? Mishum de'i mitzer mishum de'lefnei yomtiv, because this would be aser only because it was the day before Rosh Chodesh, before Yontiv. Emar lo itzer behesped, also again, similarly, would not be usher in eulogizing. Dehaydi naka kol shelachurav, because even though the Gemara says that any day which is the day after a holiday is mutter in eulogizing, lav meshum du lafan of nami usher behesped, doesn't mean to say that if it's the day before a holiday, it would be usher in eulogizing. Neither one is enough to make it Aser in eulogizing. Ela Aidi de Parach with the Litzer Yom Chav Tes Mishim de Basar Chav Ches, since the Gemara just had previously said 29 should be Aser because it's the day after 28. Hu de Mahadar Le Kol Shelachurav. That's why the Gemara is phrased in that way, that no, if it's merely the day after a holiday, it's only Aser in eulogizing. But similarly, a day before a holiday is not Aser in eulogizing. Only because it's sandwiched between two holidays is it Aser in eulogizing. Okay, continuing in the Gemara. Amar Mar, once again quoting the Braisa. From the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, Shavuos was settled. And therefore, we do not eulogize. Why do we say that from the 8th day it's a holiday because Shavuos was established? Say from the 9th. Bay, but time gufe aser and day 8 is anyways aser. Tavla yom adi tokum bay tamida because it's the last of the 8 days of establishing the tamid offering. So the Gemara says no. Kevin de ilu mikla milsa ubit batline l'shiva. Since something might happen and we would have to cancel the holiday of the tamid and cancel the first 7 days of Nisan, time gufe aser the day 8 would still be aser. Tavla yom akama di tosu bechaga dishvuaya because it would be the first day of the holiday of establishing Shavuos. Sumer says, Hashdas the Hachi, now that you say this, now that you say sometimes we establish holidays just in case another holiday is cancelled, Esther Matisha Nami, you can say the same answer to explain the 29th of Adar. Kevin Ilu Mikla Milsa Ubatline Lester Matamya, since the 28th of Adar might be cancelled, Esther Matisha Gufe Aser to have the Yomakame Yomadi Tokum Tamida. Therefore, 29th though will still be Aser because it will be Aser because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, the day of the Tamid. So it could be that's why we set up a holiday on Rosh Chodesh, even though there's no practical difference now, but in case the 28th of Adar is cancelled, 29 will still be Aser because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi Lema Mitisha, let the holiday begin on the 9th, but Tamigufi in the day 8 itself, Yom Tovu, it's a holiday, Dahavile Mehanach Yom Tovim, because it's of the holidays, Ditokum Vuhu Tamida, of when the Talmud was established. Kirichsiv Beim Reish Yarcha Tamia, as the Brisa says, from Rosh Chodesh until the 8th day. Hachli Yarsin, this is the correct version of the Gemara, Di'i Ikla Milsa Ubatline Lishiva, Tamigufi Aser, Dahavile Yom Ditosuv Chaga Dishru Aya. That if the first 7 days are cancelled, day 8 would still be Aser, because it's part of the holiday of establishing Shavuos. De'i ikla milsa she nigzer gzera, because if something happens and they make a decree, which frequently hisanas toch elu yamim tovim, the tamid, and we'll have to fast during the holidays of the tamid. Ubitlu oston lihisanas bechulan shein levatla lechasayin, and they'll have to cancel them so that we can fast on them, because they must cancel the whole thing, because we will not cancel half of a holiday. So still, even if they would cancel it, Akata Yoma Tamya Aser Mishim Chaga the Shuaya, the day would still be Aser, because it's part of the holiday of establishing Shavuos. Fine. So Rashi now says, V'kashan, if you will ask, Akati Lema Tisha Vafilu Im Ira Milsa Debatli Akati Hu Aser Tamya Gufe Mishum Kama Yoma Dechag the Shuaya, if you will say that no, still, let the Braisa say that the holiday begins on the 9th, and even if something will happen to cancel the Tamid holiday, the 8th day will still be Aser, because it will be the day before the first day of the Shavuos holiday. Davi Yom Shelefanov, it will be the day before the holiday of establishing Shavuos. So Rashi says, Lav Pirchu is not a question, why? Da Yantav Gufei Batal, because if we cancel a day, even though it itself is a holiday, and yet we cancel the holiday itself of that day, va'ana leikam v'ligzer kaimei yoma di tosef chaga d'shuaya, are we going to make that day a holiday merely because it's the day before another holiday? Meaning if a day on its own should be a holiday, meaning day 8 would on its own be a holiday, and yet we cancel the holiday itself, certainly it will be canceled with regards to being the day before another holiday. And the Gemara will make a similar answer, say something similar with regards to Yom Tarinus on Amud Beis. Continuing Rashi, Chav Tesnami, so too regarding the 29th of Adar. Ditzratza la la'el lo nisircha, that you answered above that we're trying to figure out what is the need of establishing Rosh Chodesh. This is the reason why we made Rosh Chodesh into a holiday, so that if day 28 of Adar is cancelled, 29 will still be Aser, because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, the holiday of the Tamid.